I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly.
In a perfect world, no one outruns or flies away from accountability, not even the pop singer R. Kelly, who on Wednesday was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison on charges he moved underage girls across state lines for sex. Kelly's victims say they never thought they'd see the day.
I was an up-and-coming singer. I was a girl full of life, very innocent, but very driven. And preyed upon basically at the mall in Aventura, Florida, and promised just a mentorship and quickly turned into, I would just say, a sex slave.
Kelly had been accused for more than 30 years of preying on teenagers, using their dreams of stardom to physically, sexually, and mentally abuse them. He illegally married the singer Aaliyah in 1994 when she was 15 years old. The marriage was annulled. Kelly's 2002 trial on child pornography charges ended 6 years later with an acquittal. But in 2017, prosecutors started taking women's accusations more seriously, thanks in part to the documentary Surviving R. Kelly.
Can you describe the physical abuse?
God, I can't take another day. I can't do this anymore.
In 2019, Kelly was arrested in the current case. His defense team says it's appealing.
So, I mean, all I can tell you is there was no enterprise. There was no enterprise. It was one man with allegations by a number of women, which doesn't make it an enterprise. And that is why he's not guilty of racketeering.
Kelly's victims say they're counting on the courts to make things right.
I started this journey 30 years ago. I was 14 years old when I encountered Robert Sylvester Kelly. There wasn't a day in my life up until this moment that I actually believed that the judicial system would come through for black and brown girls. I stand here very proud of my judicial system, very proud of my fellow survivors, and very pleased with the outcome.
R. Kelly's legal problems are far from over. In August, he will go on trial in Illinois on similar charges. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera.